This is Bisa Karmuli of the 16th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, you definitely receive the fruit of whatever actions you perform. Only the one Father does altruistic service. Question, how is this class so wonderful? What is the main effort that you have to make here? Answer, this is the only class where young ones, adults, and also old people sit together. This class is so wonderful that one day, even those who have stone intellects, those without virtues and sages will come and sit here. The main effort you have to make here is for remembrance. It is only by having remembrance that there is the nature cure for souls and bodies. But in order to stay in remembrance, you do also need this knowledge. Song, O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. The spiritual father explains the meaning of this to you children. The wonder is that those who wrote the Gita and the scriptures don't understand the meaning of them. They extract the wrong meaning from everything. The spiritual father, who is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier, sits here and explains their meaning. Only the father teaches you Raj Yoga. You children understand that you are once again becoming the kings of kings. In other schools, they wouldn't say that they are going to become barristers once again. No one else understands how to use the term once again. You say that you are now once again studying with the unlimited father as you did 5,000 years ago. This destruction will definitely take place again. They continue to manufacture so many big bombs. They are manufacturing very powerful bombs. They don't make them just to keep them. This destruction is also for an auspicious purpose. You children don't need to be afraid about anything. This war will be beneficial. The Father comes to benefit you. It is said, the Father comes and carries out the task of establishment through Brahma and destruction through Shankar. Therefore, those bombs, etc., are for destruction. There is nothing more powerful than those. Along with those, there are also natural calamities. They cannot be called godly calamities. These natural calamities are fixed in the drama. They are nothing new. They continue to manufacture so many big bombs. They say, we can wipe out whole cities. The bombs that they dropped on Japan were very small ones. They have now created very big bombs. When they have greater difficulties and are unable to tolerate them, they will start to use the bombs. There will be so much damage. They are performing trials to see what happens. They spend billions of rupees on this. Even the salaries of those who manufacture them are very large. You children should be happy. This old world is going to be destroyed. You children are making effort for that new world. Reason says that this old world is definitely going to be destroyed. You children understand what there is in the Iron Age and what there will be in the Golden Age. You are now standing at the Confluence Age. You understand that there won't be so many people in the Golden Age. Therefore, all of them will be destroyed. These natural calamities also took place a cycle ago. The old world has to be destroyed. There have continued to be many calamities, but those were on a small scale. The whole of this old world is now going to be destroyed. You children should have a lot of happiness. The Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and explains to us spiritual children. This destruction is taking place for you. It is remembered that the flames of destruction emerged from the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. Some things mentioned in the Gita have a very good meaning, but no one understands them. They continue to ask for peace. You say that destruction should take place soon so that you can go and be happy. The Father says, only when you become Satopradhan will you be happy. The Father gives many types of points, and they sit very well in the intellects of some, but not so well in the intellects of others. The old mothers understand that they have to remember Shivaba, and that's all. For them, it is explained, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. However, they do claim their inheritance. They live together. Everyone comes to the exhibitions. Sinners like Ajamil and prostitutes, etc., all have to be uplifted. Even cleaners come wearing good clothes. Gandhi made the untouchables free. They eat together with others. The Father doesn't forbid you at all. He understands that even they have to be uplifted. This isn't connected with the work they do. Everything depends on connecting your intellects in yoga with the Father. You have to remember the Father. The soul says, I am untouchable. We now understand that we were Satopradhan deities. Now at the end, we have become impure by taking rebirth. I, a soul, now have to become pure again. You know how the native woman who used to come and sin would go into trance. She would come running to meet Baba. It was explained that she too was a soul. Souls have a right to claim their inheritance from the Father. Her family members were asked to let her continue to take this knowledge, but they said that there would be upheaval in their community. Because they were afraid, they took her away. You mustn't say no to anyone who comes to you. It is remembered that God uplifts innocent women, prostitutes, native women and sages, etc. Everyone from the sages to the natives. There will be a lot of attainment from serving the yajna, and many will be benefited. Day by day, service through exhibitions will increase. Baba continues to have badges made. Wherever you go, you should explain this badge. This is the Father, this is Dada, and this is the Father's inheritance. The Father now says, remember me and you will become pure. It is also mentioned in the Gita, constantly remember me alone. It is just that they have taken out my name and inserted the name of the child. Even the people of Bharat don't understand what the relationship between Radhe and Krishna is. The history of them before their marriage, etc., has not been shown at all. Each belonged to a separate kingdom. The father sits here and explains these things. If they, the sannyasis, were to understand these things and were to say that these are the versions of God Shiva, people would chase them away. They would ask, where did you learn this? Which guru was that? They would all become upset if they said they learnt it from the BKs. The kingdom of the gurus would then completely end. Many such people come here. They even put something in writing, but they then disappear. The father doesn't give you children any difficulty. He shows you very easy methods. When a couple don't have a child, they ask God to grant them children. Then, when they do have a child, they look after it very well. They educate him. Then, when he grows up, they ask him to earn his own living. A father sustains his child and makes him worthy, so he is the servant of his children. This father serves you children and takes you back with him. A physical father thinks that his children will become independent and become engaged in business, and that they will then serve the parents when they become old. The father doesn't ask for any service for himself. That one is altruistic. A physical father believes that it is his children's duty to look after him for as long as he lives. He has that desire. That father says, I do altruistic service. I don't rule a kingdom. I am so altruistic. Whatever others do, they definitely receive the fruit of that. That one is the father of all. He says, I give you children the kingdom of heaven. You attain such an elevated status. I am just the master of Brahmand. You too become that, but you also receive the kingdom and then lose it. I neither receive a kingdom nor do I lose it. This is in my part in the drama. You children continue to make effort to claim your inheritance of happiness. All others simply ask for peace. Those gurus say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. That is why they only want peace. They cannot take this knowledge. They don't understand anything about happiness. The father explains, only I can give you the inheritance of peace and happiness. There are no gurus in the golden and silver ages. Ravan doesn't exist there. That is the godly kingdom. This drama is predestined. These things will not sit in the intellect of anyone else. Therefore, you children should imbibe these things very well and claim a high status. You are now at the confluence age. You understand that the kingdom of that new world is being established. You are at the confluence age and all the rest are in the iron age. They say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. They are in total darkness. It is remembered that they were sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. The victory of the Pandavas has been remembered. You are Brahmins. Only Brahmins create sacrificial fires. This is the greatest, unlimited, most important sacrificial fire of God Rudra. There are many types of limited sacrificial fires. This sacrificial fire is only created once. There are no sacrificial fires in the golden and silver ages because there is no question of calamities, etc. there. All of those sacrificial fires are limited. This one is unlimited. This sacrificial fire, in which the unlimited sacrifice has to be made, is created by the unlimited Father. Afterwards, there won't be any sacrificial fires for half a cycle. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. All of those things start when the kingdom of Ravan starts. This unlimited sacrificial fire is only created once, and the whole of this old world is sacrificed into it. This is the unlimited sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. The main things here are knowledge and yoga. Yoga means remembrance. The word remembrance is very sweet, whereas the word yoga has become very common. No one understands the meaning of yoga. You can explain that yoga means to remember the Father. Baba, you give us the unlimited inheritance. The soul says, Baba, you have come once again. I had forgotten you. You gave me the sovereignty. You have now come and met me again. I will definitely follow your Srimad. You have to talk to yourself in this way. Baba, you are showing me a very good path. I forget it every cycle. The Father is now making you such that you don't forget. This is why you now have to remember the Father alone. Only by having this remembrance will you receive your inheritance. It is when I come personally in front of you that I explain to you. Until then, you continue to sing, you are the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. You sing this praise, but you neither understand about souls nor about the Supreme Soul. You now understand that an imperishable part is recorded in such a tiny point. The Father explains this. He is also called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the Supreme Soul. It isn't that he is like a thousand suns that never become dim. I continue to teach you as a teacher does. There are so many children. Look how wonderful this class is. Look at who is studying here. Even innocent women, those without virtues, and sages will come and sit here one day. Old women and young children are also sitting here. Have you ever seen such a school? Here, effort is made for remembrance. It is this remembrance that takes time. To make effort for remembrance is also knowledge. There is this knowledge for remembrance too. There is also this knowledge for explaining the cycle. This is called the real, natural, nature cure. You souls become completely pure. Those cures are for bodies, whereas this cure is for souls. Alloy has been mixed into souls. Real gold makes real jewelry. You children understand that Shiv Baba has personally come here. You children definitely do have to remember the Father. We now have to return home. We have to go from this side to the other side. Remember the Father, the inheritance, and your home. That is the sweet silence home. Sorrow is caused by peacelessness, whereas happiness is experienced by peace. In the Golden Age, you have peace, happiness, and prosperity. You have everything. There is no question of fighting or quarreling there. The only concern you children should have is to become Seto Pradhan, real gold. Because only then will you claim a high status. You are receiving spiritual food which you have to chew and digest. What main points did we hear today? It has been explained to you that there are two types of pilgrimage, spiritual and physical. Only the spiritual pilgrimage is useful. God speaks, Man Manabhav, Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. This destruction is auspicious, and so you mustn't be afraid. Remain constantly happy by remaining aware that the benevolent Father only inspires beneficial things to be done. 2. Constantly have the one concern to become Seto Pradhan, real gold, and claim a high status. Continue to chew and digest the spiritual food that you receive. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of complete success by considering yourself to be responsible and performing every action accurately. At this time, every elevated action of you elevated confluence age souls becomes a law for the whole cycle. Therefore, perform every action while considering yourself to be a lawmaker. By doing this, your carelessness will automatically finish. At the confluence age, you are lawmakers, responsible souls. Perform every action with this faith, because the actions you perform in the right way will definitely bring you complete success. Slogan. When the Father, the Almighty Authority, is with you, Maya becomes a paper tiger. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation and life. The easy way to remain constantly liberated in life is I and my Baba. It is the consciousness of mine that creates a bondage. If everything is my Baba, everything else then finishes. When the consciousness of mine for everything else finishes and becomes one, you then become free from bondage. Remember that you are a Brahman soul who is liberated in life. Om Shanti.